Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
A bad movie. That's what I thought this whole Ferguson, Missouri thing was unfolding before our very eyes. And, you know, all day long, well, for that matter, how many weeks of hype have we had about this thing? It was almost like an invitation to riot. I just am totally perplexed by this. This is the, I'm in an odd position because normally I'm not devoid of opinions, right? That's what we as radio talk show hosts do. We watch a particular situation, watch a news story, watch events, and, share our thoughts and welcome yours. I need the audience, this wonderful audience across the Northern Plains, to tell me what to make of this, because I'm totally perplexed here. I really am. I mean, it's almost like, first of all, race baiters are going to do what race baiters do. People that would break into a McDonald's and raid, these stores downtown, this meat market and liquor stores, and, they were going to do what they were going to do. But it's almost as though they were being invited to do it. Right, I mean the governor is hours before this thing is announced, talking about all the preparations for it. Right, the media has been there for breathlessly reporting nothing for days leading up to this thing. Here's the only solution I can come up with: ban cameras from Ferguson, Missouri. No cameras. It's like a made-for-TV event. And a bad one at that. Maybe if you banned cameras, the riots and the chaos would end. And ban politicians from talking about preparations for rioting and calling for calm in advance of something that hadn't even happened yet, for crying out loud. I don't know. I'm just confused about this whole thing. And, never mind the grand jury that met for 25 days, heard from 60-plus witnesses. And by the way, made up of, three African-Americans? There were African-American witnesses. Are they racist, too? Are the African-American members of the grand jury racist? Are the grand jury witnesses that came and offered testimony on what happened, are they racist because it didn't allow for the indictment of this police officer? Had thousands of documents, they had pictures, they had everything. I really a sad chapter. But I'm not one to do this normally. I actually think the media and the politicians are as much to blame for all this chaos that happened last night as anything. How about the really dumb idea of having a decision and then delaying it till night? So you can get every crazy all geared up. The cameras are here, the reporters, they're waiting, the decision is going to be at, nighttime, here we go. What did you expect? It's like an invite for it or something. Anyway, Ferguson, Missouri, obviously on my mind. Is it on yours or could you care less? And what do you make of it? I need you to sort all this out for us today. All I can come up with is we ought to ban cameras and politicians. A very sad day for the presidency of the United States to have the president on live national television saying, don't throw things, while a split screen has people throwing things. Don't tip over cars and they're lighting police cars on fire and tipping them over. At the same time, he's calling for calm. Ugh. Yet another hit for the legacy of President Obama. You are irrelevant. They're not listening. Just go quiet. Please. Anyway, this is What's on Your Mind. You found out what's on mine right out of the chute. Now I want to know what's on yours at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you care to email your comments in, some Facebook comments in on this already. Today on the program, let me tell you about some of our guests. We're going to talk about something much more pleasant than Ferguson for a while today. We're going to talk about your Thanksgiving meal. There's a new survey out on the affordability of Thanksgiving dinner. Who do you think is responsible for the affordability of your Thanksgiving meal? And if you adjust this for inflation, prices have gone down. Who do we thank for that? I'll give you some time to ponder that, but that's one of our topics today. We're going to talk with Val Wagner, who is with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, our fine sponsor on Tuesday. She is the Promotion and Education Committee Chair. So we're going to talk about that. Next hour, Al Jager will be here. Going to talk about some concerns about North Dakota's voter ID law. Do you think any changes are necessary there? Why don't you take on that today on the program as well, okay? 800-228-0550. Let's go to Moorhead, Minnesota. AM 1100, the flag listener, Paul, wants to weigh in on this Ferguson coverage. Paul, what's up?
Well, good morning. Yeah, last night I had the television on in the other room as I was working on the computer, and I heard the verdict came out, so I went to see what it was, and here Brian Williams from NBC News reporting, and this is his quote, "The grand jury failed to indict the officer," and he actually said that twice. Now, that's the media supposedly giving an unbiased report where actually he's just stirring the pot a little more, which is what the media has done through the whole thing.
Have they ever? That's why I say ban cameras from Ferguson. The riots will stop. There'll be no incentive to do it.
Yeah, but also it occurred to me, if you recall back in 69 with Charles Manson and that whole affair, he has got to be laughing because now his dream of starting a race war is as close as possible, closer than it's ever been, and it's being headed up by the national media and the administration with their inflammatory response to everything. That's about all I have to say about it.
Good points. Good points. Appreciate the call very much, Paul. Thank you. Here's another that came in during the break here.
Leon, hey, couldn't hang on. This is Dustin out of my own deal. How much culpability does the media itself have for instigating this whole thing? And manipulation, i.e., look at yourself when this thing first went down. I think the media has a whole lot to do with it, not just the race baiting, but there's something else going on here. And you're right on the whole civil unrest thing. Media instigates, media sits back, watches the flames burn. All I got.
Yeah, and the media is not alone in this, right? It's the media and the politicians that are playing this game. I think they're culpable in it. If if I were the Ferguson authorities, I'd say no cameras. Sorry, and I know people go crazy. Oh, no transparency. Look, that's why it's happening. These people are playing for the cameras. Jason says, I, for one, am glad the community organizer shared his thoughts. Nothing like keeping the fires burning. Michelle says, I definitely don't think they should be getting media attention for this. Troy says, I agree. Less cameras, more tear gas. Leonard says, maybe you don't make the announcement at 8:30 p.m. either. For the life of me, I can't figure that out. Hype, 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 hype. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And by the way, we're going to do it at dark. We're going to do this. Oh. And then you tell everybody you're preparing for this stuff, so then they say, well, they're preparing for it, so let's crank it up. Marianne says, they should have been ignored when it first happened. There's no coverage in actions like this elsewhere. As was said very early on, they didn't make a fuss when a black cop killed a white kid. If you want a fair, then you should be reporting on both. I think the city should kick the news media's butt out. If they aren't making the news, the rebel rousers will leave town and find a new place to make trouble. I completely agree. Linton is where Chris is listening to 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind, Chris?
I was just wondering what, say this was a black police officer shot a white man, and he had, hundreds of thousands of white people rioting and protesting. What would the black community say about that? Because it seems like every time, you know, a white officer is doing his job, which, you know, it ain't really the officer's fault that he got called into that situation, you know, but it's frustrating for us people in this state, I guess, because it's like, do you really have to riot and burn buildings and act like crazy people?
And, you know, I mean, they're culpable, right? Anybody that's doing this stuff, and I guess there were like 29 arrests or whatever, so they found them. But, you know, and I, for some reason, I'm more irritated by the media that seems to be, you know, breathlessly anticipating this and creating what they are breathlessly anticipating. And same with some of the politicians there that are talking about, you know, calling for calm and all these preparations before something that hasn't even happened yet. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's very weird. And to your point, Chris, you know, those that are culpable for doing it, regardless of whether the cameras are there or the you know, the officials have anticipated, are the true culprits. You're right, but I'm irritated at the media. Are you? 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at nessaconsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at nessaconsulting.com. That's nessaconsulting.com. nessaconsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The hour. This is What's on Your Mind. Anything goes. What's on your mind? Just tell us. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Nice and slow. That's 800-228-0550. I need some good old-fashioned North Dakota common sense to sort out this situation in Ferguson. And if you don't care, I don't blame you. So darn predictable. It's unbelievable. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. NDFB.org. Great website, great resource for great bargains and great savings when you're a member. Buying a new vehicle, save money. I know folks that buy fleets and save on every vehicle. And by the way, the discount you get from being a Farm Bureau member on your vehicle purchase is above and beyond anything you get at the dealer. It's a good deal. Cell phone plans, hotel room stays, all kinds of great examples of savings you'll find at ndfb.org. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of Chris Rock's concert where he's talking about O.J. Simpson, and he said, my blackness won't allow me to convict him. And then all the black people in the audience started laughing, or all the audience started laughing, because they knew that O.J. had done it. And this is another example of a Zimmerman and O.J., let's keep the race bait going. So thank you much.
Yeah, and from an industry, from a group of folks that perpetuate it so that they have something to bemoan. That's what really irritates me. You know, and I think some folks in Ferguson are responsible for that. I think the president, attorney general, down there early on, stirring it up. It's almost like they're there to stir it so they can say, see, it still exists. It's very bizarre. And, you know, the media is culpable as well. I think we'd had a very different situation in Ferguson if there had been no media coverage of this. This was a made-for-TV event. Michelle and Garrison, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. You can put me in the I don't really care category because I think this is real stupid. But what I remember in the beginning is that this guy that got killed was wreaking havoc in two different business establishments, and nobody talks about that. You know, just because the cops, you know, responded to those two incidents, you know, if he wasn't causing problems to begin with, and he was home studying or whatever he was supposed to be doing, shouldn't have been out there causing problems.
That'd be a lot simpler solution, wouldn't it, Michelle?
Well, nobody talks about that, you know, what got him out on the streets that night. And that was just in the very beginning. I remember they were talking about those two instances, but that gets buried.
Yeah, and I've gone through the transcript of the actual events of the night, very different than some of the things we heard in the media earlier on that, by the way, fueled all these days where the protests in the beginning. You know, facts were hard to come by.
And why is that? Because they didn't want that to be the case. They wanted it to be their way so they could put their story out there just to do exactly like you said, cause problems.
I know I was putting myself in the shoes of this police officer at the time all this was happening, knowing what actually happened, and obviously all these witnesses. They had 60-plus witnesses, 25 yep. days worth of testimonies, thousands of documents that laid out the facts in this case. Can you imagine being him and then seeing all these things that are a completely different view that caused all this mess in the first place? Again, right. somewhat media-driven. Share your frustration, Michelle. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. Sam, on the road, listening to 550K Fire, 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. Sam, what's on your mind?
Yeah, if you are driving a car and somebody's robbing a bank, and you're just out sitting there driving a car, you get arrested for the crime that's committed. So why aren't we arresting these race baiters and these people that are poking the boar? I mean, it's ridiculous that these people are doing it. They know what they're saying is a lie. They need to be held accountable and culpable for all the damages and all the destruction.
Yeah, should it be legal to incite a riot?
No. They need to not. That's the whole point. They should be put in jail for their action. All these people that go out on national television and tell lies to people, which incites a riot, they should be going to jail.
That's a very good point. We ought to go back chapter and verse of all the stuff that was said that incited that original riot that, you know, led to all this hoopla that we've dealt with these last number of months since this happened, and hold them accountable. Good idea. Appreciate the call. Jim in Fargo, listening on AM 1100. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to just comment on that police officer. You know, people don't say that poor man's life is over. That poor man's his job, his career, his family's at risk, everything. I'm sure he was sitting here saying, oh, my life's going too good. I think I'll go kill a black kid and have my life, my career destroyed, have everything done. I mean, if people would stop and think for 1 second. they could put themselves in that man's shoes. That, you know, and probably some mistakes were made on both their sides a little bit. I don't know, but obviously the overwhelming evidence said that he was justified in what he did. But I mean, if anybody would stop and think that he would do that on purpose and would do that defending himself, where the hell is their brains?
Yeah, and okay, by the way, I didn't know this until I read some of the transcript, but evidently the officer was on a call responding to a sick infant. Happened to be an African-American family that had a young baby that was ill. He was on that call waiting for the ambulance to arrive. And this incident with the robbery and the cigars being stolen by Brown happened while he was on that call. So
the family should ask themselves, if the kid had not smoked marijuana and if he had not robbed that store, would this have happened? No.
Yeah. I know. Just that makes too much sense, though, Jim. I hear you. That's the frustrating part of this. Thanks for thanks for the call. Mike in Newtown, tell me your take.
Hey, Scott, you're a good show. You know, I'm really confused by the surprise of what happened down in Ferguson. You know, when the president and the IRS can ignore the rule of law, you know, the signals coming from the administration, it's not surprising what's happening there.
You connect those dots? You think the folks that are tipping over police cars and lighting them on fire and looting liquor stores think, well, there's no rules?
Well, they're ignoring, you know, what the grand jury came down with. You know, and the law is the grand jury found him, you know, there was no reason for any charges, and they're ignoring the law.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same thing as what the administration, the IRS, has been sending them signals to the American people. You know, they obviously can get away with it.
Yeah. Interesting point, Mike. Thanks. Jerry in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. God's country of Otter Tail County. What's on your mind?
It is. No question, God's country. A couple things. First of all, I don't typically watch CNN, but, you know, just to get a spin to what was happening in the other side. You recall him in Van Jones, right?
Well, yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, well, now he's a CNN commentator, right? His spin on this morning was that, well, the prosecutor presented too much evidence.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
can you believe this?
I know.
The excuses these people will come up with.
Yeah. And then the other point, Scott, is, okay, so you've got the National Guard mobilized for a week, state of emergency declared. And the governor puts the National Guard in areas surrounding Ferguson.
Now, I didn't figure that out either. Jerry, good points. Up against the break. Thanks for calling.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the miracle chair. Many of them have purchased the miracle chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the miracle chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these miracle chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
National Weather Service in Grand Forks has issued a winter weather advisory for snow and blowing snow in effect from 6 p.m. this evening to 9 a.m. Wednesday. Also, Bismarck National Weather Service has a winter weather advisory for snow and drifting snow today and tonight. We're talking total snow accumulations 3 to 4 inches expected from Crosby to Bodno and Minot to Garrison and Harvey, Bismarck and Jamestown to Linton and Oaks. Around 2 inches of snow can be expected in the southwest, also in the Turtle Mountain areas. This is a system that's moving southeast across the region, bringing accumulating snow today and tonight. So it'll begin in the west this morning, central North Dakota this afternoon, and as I mentioned, then Grand Forks winter weather advisory for snow and blowing snow, 6 p.m. this evening through 9 a.m. tomorrow. All right? So winds are going to increase. Visibilities will be reduced. The eastern end of the state, 3 to 5 inches with localized amounts of up to 6 in Ransom, Sargent, and Barnes County. Lighter snow amounts expected to the north and east of the heaviest snow band. But some wind chills tonight, and so we're going to be watching all that closely for you. All right, we're going to talk turkey in a moment here with Val Wagner from the Farm Bureau. In the meantime, I want to get Jan and Stacy in here who have been waiting to weigh in. Jan, in South Central North Dakota, listening to 550 KFIRE, what's on your mind?
Okay, like I said, I am just curious to know. Now, I know most of these people that are doing the rioting and everything right now are too young to even remember what went on years ago, but they should maybe ask their parents and grandparents, what was Martin Luther King Jr.'s philosophy, and what would he think of all this? He was a peaceful man, and I definitely don't think he would approve of what's going on, and I think they should probably stop and give that a thought.
No kidding. Martin Luther King on the whole idea of civil rights and race relations. Exactly. Be a breath of fresh air in the middle of this crowd that are really race baiters that are inciting riots. This is a cottage industry for them, and that's what we have to call out. Good point, Jan. Good reminder. Stacy in Fargo, listening on AM 1100. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, you know, you talked about instigating the hate. If you remember last summer, I mean, in Fargo, wasn't it Senator Joshua Boji that helped set up a rally to support the protesters in Ferguson? If that's not horrendous, why bring it to North Dakota? I mean, it's just like stepping over several state lines just to continue the hate.
Yeah, and there were organized events all across the country last night. I don't know if anything happened in North Dakota. I'd forgotten about that, Stacey, here. But, yeah, that's, you know, that is pandering. That's pandering for votes to an element that's and I am to believe the media are culpable in a lot of this. I think politicians, you know, yeah, there's a lot of folks that we can point a finger at here. It's a sorry saga to watch. It really is.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Okay. Thanks, Stacey. Appreciate you sharing what's on your mind here today. Interesting take. We'll return to all this in a minute. I want to talk about something much more pleasant
right now, though.
Thanksgiving, family, a good meal. Val Wagner is here. Val is the head of the Promotion and Education Committee for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And there's a new survey out on the affordability of Thanksgiving dinner that should really cause us to just pause a moment here. Pretty amazing. Val, how are you?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you?
Good. Happy Thanksgiving week.
Happy Thanksgiving week to you, too.
So, do I understand correctly that the Thanksgiving feast will be 21% cheaper today than in 1986 if we adjusted for inflation? Is that right?
That is correct. How
Why?
Great is it?
How great is it? Yeah.
Exactly. That we can feed a family of 10 for under $50 still today. You know, you look at, you know, what we can do with that kind of money today. You know, $50 doesn't seem to go far. But we can, you can buy turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls with butter, peas, cranberries, carrots, celery, pumpkin pie with whipped cream, you know, coffee, milk. You know, there's always plenty of leftovers for the next day, you know, up to the next week. You're talking about a 16-pound turkey and, you know, feed a family of 10 for under $50. What a great country we live in.
Yeah, I think this is something that the reason I appreciate you crunching those numbers for us a little bit and talking about this today. I think we take it for granted, right? We don't have any idea, but you've actually run the numbers on this. And when you talk about, again, a Thanksgiving meal for 10 folks for 49 some odd dollars, that's really incredible. And again, adjusted for inflation, 20% less than what it cost you in 1986. It's unbelievable. Now, why? How does this happen?
Well, you look at a lot of different factors. And, you know, some of it has to do with, you know, farmers are raising more crops on less land. We're doing things more economically. And not only that, but you're also able to, you know, shoppers are also shopping smarter. Now, when the survey was done, you know, there was 179 volunteer shoppers that American Farm Bureau had go out. This is the 29th informal survey that we did. They actually had the shoppers look for the best possible prices out there, but it was without taking advantage of, like, special promotional deals. So it wasn't like they received a free turkey if you spent $50, things like that. So this was actually looking at, you know, the best possible prices. So, you know, these were people who actually went out and shopped smart. So, you know, these are deals that you can find at your local grocery stores. You just have to spend your money wisely.
And a nice service that the Farm Bureau does. How long has this been happening?
This is the 29th informal price survey that we've done. So it's kind of an interesting way to kind of keep track of where, you know, your dollars get spent and you know, where the price differences are and a great way to kind of keep track of that. And it's kind of interesting to see where some of your price differences are. You know, your sweet potatoes are where the price increase was. Your turkey actually has gone down a little bit. And so it's kind of interesting to see, you know, turkey production is actually down a little bit, but you still should be able to find, you know, any turkey that you are looking for in the store.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry looking at this list, by the way. Stuffing down, turkey down, fresh cranberries prices down, pie shells prices down, rolls, the price is down. So the things that went up, you mentioned sweet potatoes, whipping cream, milk just a little bit, right? Pumpkin pie mix. But this is a neat deal. This survey's been going on since 1986, and, you know, not out clipping coupons and everything, just kind of doing this randomly throughout 35 states to talk about really a really stable price and the fact that it's $5 per serving, less than what you'd pay at some drive-through somewhere for a meal of all meals on Thanksgiving. This is a testament to the American farmer, Val, in my mind.
Yes, definitely. Well, and you think about it, you know, your Thanksgiving dinner isn't usually just a single meal either. You know, a Thanksgiving dinner usually goes on to serve, you know, several meals later. You look at your Thanksgiving turkey usually continues on, you know, lives on for a week or so as far as, you know, several different meals, several different ways to serve it. You look now, you know, Pinterest and other avenues that people start to see, you know, how you can reuse the turkey and different things like that. So this isn't just a one meal option. You know, you start to see where your leftovers are reused.
Well, in fact, I would argue that the best meal comes later in some of those leftovers. Right?
I definitely agree with that too.
Good point though. You're getting a little extra bang for the buck using the rolls again, using the leftover turkey, or there's a lot of goodies that come from that. This is an amazing story. Now, how many things can we say that about? That here we are, how many years later, to have a decrease with inflation in a meal. It's pretty amazing. Anything else you want to share, Val?
No, again, it's just a testament as to, you know, our farm families are doing it right, and we're able to pass those savings on to the consumer and to those who are in the grocery store, realizing those savings at home. And we appreciate it as much as they do.
Pretty amazing. There's another stat I'm looking at here. The average cost of the dinner remained around $49 since 2011. If we go back to 1986, the meal was $28.74, but again, we got to factor in inflation, right? So then you factor in inflation, and you're actually 21% lower when you do the inflation-adjusted cost. So, 1986, it was $28.74, $24.70 in 89, broke $30 in 96. And just has literally creeped up. I mean, the price in 2013, $49.04, and $49.41 right now. So this is really interesting to see how you do this, and to know that busy families without a lot of time, get a heck of a deal here. Put all this together, so it's really good. And you guys did a little survey on takeout too, right? Or
yeah.
Eating out.
Right, and a lot of restaurants and supermarkets, you know, have the Thanksgiving meals that are ready to eat, or, you can get all your fixings ready to go. And a lot of those are available in that $50 to $75 range. And, you know, they're completely packaged, ready to go. You just have to set them on the table. And, you know, that's a great option, too. And you still have the same fixings, everything. You know, it may be just a tad bit more per serving, but when you have no time to put into, you know, thawing out your turkey, things like that, you have to look at, you know, that's usually a good 4 or 5 days process, just getting the meal prepared. You know, that's a great option as well.
Bob and West Hope, do you have a Thanksgiving recipe you want to share with us? You're going to give us a family secret? Is that what I understand? Or are you looking for one, Bob? Bob, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Are you sharing a family secret for a Thanksgiving recipe, or are you looking for one?
Well, I'm here.
All right, hang on. Bob's going to tell us this in a minute. Val, thank you. Good news for your Thanksgiving meal. We appreciate it very much. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in beautiful Walker, Minnesota, is calling you home for the holidays. That's right. The holidays can be a little stressful. So Chase on the Lake is offering a variety of packages to ease that stress. New Year's Eve package, spa package, ice fishing packages, a great time at a great resort whenever it fits your schedule. Go to the Chase website. All the packages offer great savings and a variety of activities. Far too many to mention here, so here's what I'd love for you to do. Check out their website, chaseonthelake.com, and click on the packages link. You'll find the New Year's spa package, ice fishing, and so many more. A great time at a great resort whenever it fits your schedule. Chaseonthelake.com is the website. Click on packages. You'll find one perfect for you and your family. And by the way, all packages come with free stress relief. ChaseOnTheLake.com, packages. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Call them at 888-CHASE-06.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
All right, thanks to Val Wagner. I found another stat, by the way, the calories we're going to consume on Thanksgiving Day. 4,500 calories in a typical Thanksgiving meal, including appetizers, drinks, and desserts. Don't worry about it. Don't count them. Eat them. And nice to know it's... very cost-effective, too. Thank you to Val Wagner from the Farm Bureau for some good news today. I needed that. By the way, we're going to chat with Bob and West Hope in a moment here. He had a recipe he wanted to share, I think. But before we do that, we have to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of our friends of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Heidi Marnegard is going to talk about our farmers' role in that Thanksgiving meal. Tell me more.
We are blessed in this country to have a safe, abundant food supply that is very affordable compared to other parts of the world. With advances in technology, farmers are able to produce more of the products needed for food while having less land to farm every year due to expanding cities. A farmer isn't one to expect a thank you for what they do, but it wouldn't hurt to take the time to say thank you for all that they do for us. As you sit down this Thanksgiving, look around the table. Everything from the cotton tablecloth to the pumpkin pie started its existence on a farm.
Very good point. We can remember all that on Thanksgiving. Thanks, Heidi. Appreciate that. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home. We bring you our Tuesday broadcast of What's on Your Mind. Okay, Bob, I'm no longer able to take the suspense. So what do you got for us in the way of a Thanksgiving recipe there right out of West Hope Thanksgiving?
Little bit of tune first. But anyway, a lot of people will have turkey and ham. The ham thing is what you got to consider yourself onto. You get a frozen bread dough, one of them frozen lumps that makes a loaf of bread, or you can make your own bread dough, stretch it out, roll it over the top of that ham, stretch it all across the ham, you know, so you're covered. Don't put a cover on it or anything. Put it in the oven, and you cook it, and when that bread is golden brown, like it's done, like you make a loaf of bread and it's done, that's when your ham is done too. And then you eat that bread right away as an appetizer with lots of butter.
Oh my goodness.
My mouth
is watering from that.
Yeah, because you get your ham all soaked up from that into that bread with your onions that you have in there and whatever else you got in with your ham that you do. That just brings it right into the bread, and it's best when it's eaten. Just take it off. It's like a big shell. You can break it off and put a little butter on it, whatever, and go at it.
So are you more of a ham guy than a turkey guy, Bob?
No, I'm both. I'm both. I got to eat both of them. So, no. But at our place, any place where, like here, we have to have both.
I hear you. By the way, Saturday, out with my friends from Cloverdale tailgating at the Bison game, they did a little preparation they thought might serve folks well for leftovers after Thanksgiving, ham and pineapple kebabs. So if you have any ham left over, you might want to pick up some pineapple and do some kebabs. They did a little glaze, a little chipotle powder, a little brown sugar glaze on them, then threw them on the grill. Very good.
Yeah,
good
stuff. Another thing, too, when you have your dressing and your ham, chop your ham and turkey up a little bit, mix it in with your dressing, and then put it on the waffle iron and may have ham and ham turkey dressing waffles for breakfast.
Holy buckets. Now you're talking. Now you're talking.
Good. Little bit of syrup on it and a butter, and there you go.
All right, Bob. Good stuff. Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550. Here's one came in during the break.
Scott, question for you. Michelle Bachmann gave an interview to Breitbart last week in which she said that the Republican leadership in the House, which of course includes Speaker Boehner, have no intention whatever of engaging the president regarding his illegal amnesty declaration. They are planning just to go along, to get along. They will not engage him. Can you find out if Kevin Cramer supports that position or if Kevin Cramer is with Michelle Bachmann and is going to resist the president and fight the president and stop the president on this illegal amnesty? Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. By the way, Congressman Cramer will be here tomorrow, so we'll ask that question of him certainly tomorrow. He did talk about last week, though, plans on the legal front. So I don't know when we say confront the president on his immigration plans, what exactly the definition of that is. But I know there's plans to challenge this in court. And they've been working on some of the constitutional questions of the president already. So I think there's work that's going to happen on that front. But I don't know if that's what Congresswoman Bachmann meant or not. We've been actually trying an effort in an interview with her as well because she's wrapping up her days as a member of the U.S. House. And something tells me Michelle Bachmann will not go quietly. She will be a strong voice with that titanium spine right till the very end. Some more of your comments on our Facebook page on the question of whether or not the solution for less anarchy, if that's the correct term, down in Ferguson, Missouri, might be to remove all TV cameras and ban politicians from describing preparations and calling for calm and advance is something that hasn't happened yet. They're growing and interesting. Check them out at our Facebook page and give us a call. More coming up to find out what's on your mind straight ahead.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0555.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.